It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
The Nye's Hardware Tools and Paint Inbox. Nye's big on tools. Lots of texts and emails. Rita said, morning, everyone, regarding waterbed water you guys were talking about. To answer that question, where does the water go in your waterbed? Doesn't go anywhere. You have to add water occasionally because the material the mattress is made of stretches over time.
Oh, okay. Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Have a great time in Jamaica. That's from Rita. We got this one from Ken, Dave, Doreen, Gino. Attached is a copy of a $1 million bill. I wonder if this is what the man was trying to deposit. That was in our Dairyland dumbass thing. And it's actually...
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
It's very well done.
Yes.
And on the back is, when it says, in God we trust, it's a religious message.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting.
And it has Ben Franklin on it,
it
right?
It does, Ben
Franklin.
Who's
on the $100 bill.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, gang. Regarding things said in Wisconsin, I know this is more of a regional thing than a Wisconsin thing. However, it feels like we're the only ones who say soda. Once you travel outside the state, everybody calls it pop. My dad's from Tennessee and has lived here in Milwaukee for about 12 years, and then he moved back. And even though Tennessee is his home, he'll be the first to tell you he's never calling it pop. He says it's soda. That's what it will always be. Have a good one.
I agree with that.
We're getting a lot on Facebook about the Milwaukee East.
Okay, so someone, Kelly said she grew up outside of Manitowoc and moved to Milwaukee like in 2003. And a coworker asked her if she wanted, did I want to go along out after work for happy hour or no? It's the or no thing. But even the did I want to go along out after work, she said she was so confused that when she answered her own question with the or no.
You want to go out or no?
Dickie writes us, says, my brother and I were at a bar in Florida and ordered two tappers of light. She said, oh, are you from Minnesota?
All right, what else you got?
We had this one, I think, yesterday, too. Cheryl said her dad would say couple two three.
Yeah,
you know, like
couple,
going out to the bar.
Or a couple two tree.
Tree.
Yeah.
Couple two tree.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky said her mom and her aunt start their sentences with, so I says.
Oh.
So well, I says to her.
I seen that.
Oh, God.
Okay, this one, I moved to Sheboygan from Milwaukee, and until then, had never heard of a brat fry.
Really?
I want a brat fry.
You know what? We don't have them, like, here in Milwaukee, but...
Sheboygan does.
Yeah,
though.
For surely, yeah. And where we go up north are... Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, in Princeton, Wisconsin...
You just said, for surely.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one.
There's a sign on their brat fry that says it was voted Wisconsin's best brat fry. Now, I don't know if it is.
I never get to vote on those things.
No,
I know.
They never ask us.
I missed it.
It's like a VFW post in Princeton.
Here's one that kind of like you had, but use, as in the two of yous or all of yous. It drives me nuts, said Robin.
Yeah, the use.
And I've got one more email that came in this morning. Under the umbrella of mean tweets, emails. Hey, Dave.
When your day is long.
How does it feel to know that your former morning show partner, Dan Patrick, is going to be hosting the Super Bowl for 100 million people, and you're still hosting a show in Milwaukee? Loser.
And that was from Dan Patrick,
yeah.
Which is so weird.
He would never do that. Feels pretty damn good.
That's good for how great, huh?
Just saying. I'm happy for him, too, as always.
Well, you'll be in sunny in 84 degrees Super Bowl Sunday,
that's
so
true.
I don't know who's the loser.
In Jamaica next week.